thanks to Raycon Wireless Earbuds for supporting Skim. Raycon Earbuds start at about half the price of any other premium wireless earbuds on the market. Get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/skim. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to Skim. Hi,
hello.
Honey.
Hello.
What are you doing?
I'm dipping my cucumber in ranch, and I almost lost the whole thing.
This could be dangerous because when people eat when they podcast, they sound all lip-smacky. But we have, like, snack food out here, and it's looked really good. Kim brought cherries, grapes, or as I like to say, glapes.
Okay.
It's from a commercial, so I didn't make it up.
A couple of kinds of olives.
Two kinds of olives. Two some kinds sort of cheese, cheese. Unit. Some Pringles, which are really, truly the healthiest part of this meal. This what's on there? Well, these are Overwatch.
Yeah, they're Overwatch Pringles.
I didn't know there was such a thing.
The Mega Stack. It's about the Grand Finals. See right here.
Oh, yeah, the Grand Finals. Trip to the 2020 Grand Finals. Oh, yeah, you could win a trip to the Grand Finals. I have a feeling this was printed before the pandemic.
You think?
Yeah. How to enter. Doesn't say much else. Anyway, that's funny. I had to take a picture of that.
Buy these Pringles. That's what you have to do.
That's Reinhardt. He's wearing a mask. You should wear a mask, too. Anyway, so we're just having a little afternoon, come out to the porch, have some...
I thought we'd make it fun and make it
grapes,
snacky.
Grapes, cherries, what else?
Olives,
cucumbers, some sort of dipping unit there.
A really sharp cheddar, which is one of my favorite things, and then...
Wait, that's
thing.
Cheddar?
Yes, right here. It's a really sharp
How come
cheddar.
It's white?
It's a white cheddar.
I thought all cheddar was orange.
Where have you been?
To America.
I make cheddar platters. I make cheese platters all the time, charcuterie boards, and they mostly have white cheddar.
Is this okay? I always thought cheddar was orange. Is that because I've only ever had them like American cheese or whatever?
Is that all your mom bought? Yes.
Oh yeah, American cheese.
American is not cheddar.
But that's what I'm thinking of.
That must be what you're thinking of, but American is not cheddar. It's not the same thing. Those two are
that's
very different.
That's really good, but I thought it was like mozzarella or something.
Oh, it's really sharp. I don't think mozzarella is a charcuterie board thing. No. I mean, I guess it can be if you stick it on a toothpick with tomato and basil and make it into a caprese salad, but...
A crazy salad?
Caprese.
Oh, I hate that word. Don't mind me just opening a
the
can
other one
of...
is Port Salut, one of my other favorites. It's like a brie, except it's saltier.
Port Salut.
Port Salut.
Why is there so much traffic noise today?
I don't know. It's
Does
the wrong time
more
of
than
day.
Usual?
Well, it is 5 p.m.
Oh.
That'll do it.
You know, you forget. You go so many years without a commute that I've forgotten what it feels like.
Have to get in a car?
Well, no, not even that. Just what it feels like to have a bunch of cars around. Like
at a certain time of day, too.
Yeah.
Has been a while.
Are these people wearing their masks?
Not while they
freaking
drive.
Freaking out. Utah's numbers spiked.
Yeah, I'm not happy about that.
They're not great. Some people are mad because they think our local leaders put, in their words, business health above public health.
They put us at risk? Is that what you're saying?
Well, they're just saying it was more important for them to get
everybody
the economic stuff
to,
good.
Everybody back to work?
Than the people, but the way I look at it is if the people are dead, you don't have business anyway, so.
This is true, but there is a happy medium, and I'm not sure we found it, but I don't think you can just stop everything either.
The happy medium is simple.
Oh, we're going to solve the world's problems now?
I'm about to do it. Here we go. Just do what South Korea and do what New Zealand did. Whatever they did, we should do that. Now, you can say, well, Scott, we got 400 million people, and they're only
they
like 70 million.
They also got a lot of money to stay home for a month.
We could have done that.
We could have done that, yes.
We're the richest nation in the world.
This is true.
We could have done it. But everyone thinks
but
it somehow
again,
makes us
too many
wussies.
Government policies take, you know, are more about economics than the people.
Yeah, I don't know. The whole
and
thing rubs my cheese.
It sucks, but rubs your cheese. Wow.
But that's good cheddar cheese right
well,
there.
Thank you.
All right, a couple of things today. Oh, I have an email.
I think it's Snake Creek cheddar. It's a really strong cheddar.
Snake Creek cheddar? That sounds fake.
It's a local one.
All right, hold on. I forgot to have this
there
up and
Snake
handy.
There is Snake Creek here, by the way.
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Oh, crap. Where did I move it?
I don't know.
Dang it. I had a brand new question for us, and I moved
it.
Oh,
cool.
Hold on.
When people come and talk to us.
Hold
on. It's like they're sitting here with us, sharing our cheese.
It's a little bit like they're sharing our cheese. I never thought of it that way, but you guys are also having
under
weird
the
white
table,
not normal colored cheddar
and olives.
Oh, here it is. One about
normal.
It's about RVs from Robert Harrington.
First, before you start this,
yeah.
Cheddar is made from milk. Milk is not orange.
Well, why is it orange when
I
get?
I don't know. I think they just
like when you get a burger with.
That's American cheese. Not the same thing. Very artificial.
I thought anyway. I always said cheddar cheese on the menu.
White cheddar is like the best cheddar.
But is there orange cheddar? Or am I just...
There is orange cheddar, but I think they add a dye.
Oh.
If you know better...
I don't know better.
Tell us.
Someone can tell us.
No,
yeah.
Someone else.
Oh, knows. You don't mean me.
I don't mean
okay.
you.
Okay.
All right.
All right. This says... Hey, is that still made out of coffee filters? We have a wreath on our door.
Yeah.
That's made out of coffee filters,
yes,
right?
It is.
That's pretty great.
Thanks. Made it myself.
You made that yourself?
I did. Okay.
Is it dirty?
It's got a few bugs in it right now. I need to do something about that.
It's gotten a few bugs. All right. We got this email from Robert Harrington. Scotty and Kim. I don't know why he called me Scotty, but it's fine.
That's because your name growing up was Scotty Potty.
No.
I just put it out there.
It wasn't.
Everybody knows.
People who teased me did that. One time, I got called Scott Paper Towels for a while. How boring is that? Isn't that boring?
The least creative bully.
Yeah, just a brand. Big deal. All right, anyway. You were talking about places to visit in an RV. That's short for recreation vehicle.
Yes.
We live in Henderson, Nevada. The Harringtons are from Henderson.
Cool.
They love Harry and the Hendersons. And they like Harrison Ford and... I can't think of another one.
Nevada.
Oh, Henderson, Nevada. Yeah. Anyway, it says, we just returned from Idaho, and I have to say, I have no idea. I had no idea Idaho was so nice. We went to Lava Hot Springs. I've been there. It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah. We stayed in KOA. What's that? Killed on assignment?
It's a campsite.
Knocked out.
KOA campsite.
After? Okay. Oh. Oh, KOA.
Duh.
You've talked about this last time. There are two there. We stayed at the east location, which I would recommend. There's, here's the thing. They have cabins, too, with different levels of amenities. Mmm. There's a shower house with individual full bathrooms and locking doors. And also, we drove toward Twin Falls for the day to Shoshone Falls. That was amazing. I've attached a video to look at the falls. And there's a geyser 40 minutes from Lava Hot Springs. Just an idea, Robert. That sounds neato, dude.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah.
And I like the idea of a road trip without a lot of places where people would be.
Would pee?
Be. Scott's losing his hearing.
I'm not losing my hearing. I just hear the words. I have selective hearing.
You selected to hear the word pee instead of
bee? I heard you say pee because you had a mouthful of whatever you're eating there. Ew.
Mouth was not full of anything.
What'd you just take out of there?
A cherry pit.
Oh, it looked like a tooth. Ugh. That grossed me out. All right. It really did for a second. That looks like a tooth.
Still,
blood.
Still, selective hearings.
All right.
I said bee.
So, selective hearings.
And you heard pee.
I said V, you heard P. All right, so anyway, shouldn't have eaten that.
I think it sounds like a lot of fun, and I do love Idaho.
I haven't been
I
up
have
there.
I have not been to Shoshone Falls, though. That sounds amazing.
Me either, but I've been to Lava Hot Springs.
Years ago, I went.
When I was younger, Idaho was a relatively frequent experience. And it is beautiful up there. It's a part of the Rocky Mountains you shouldn't miss if you're out this way. So, I could totally do that again. Plus, Boise's really cool.
Boise's amazing.
We used to think it was a dumb
town.
But
still there are a lot of people in Boise.
Well, see, I don't know what pandemic time means for Boise, but a place
That's why I like this RV trip.
Yeah,
that sounds great.
Yeah, the RV sounds like a good idea. Plus, we'd have our own turlet, as my dad would say.
This is true.
Yeah. He'd say turlet, not toilet. Anyway,
so
thanks for that.
My grandmother, by the way.
Thanks for that, Robert Harrington. What?
So did my grandmother.
She said toilet?
She said
turlet.
Turlet.
Oh, it's my dad said toilet. Your family said turlet.
Well, my grandma.
None of them are correct.
My immediate family says toilet.
Toilet. Like normal. That's starting to sound funny.
It starts to sound funny after you say it too many times. This is shaky there. It's awfully shaky.
No, it's okay. As long as you're not banging it, it'll be okay. I just don't want it to make noise. We have the microphone perched precariously atop a Pringles can.
A mega stack, which is taller than a normal Pringles can.
Yeah, but only by like, what, that?
Yeah, it's like 3 inches tall.
2 inches.
Mm, I don't know.
Length isn't everything, babe. Sometimes the width of your Pringles can matters more.
Okay. We've got a little blue here.
Anyway, not that only if people take it that way. That's up to them. This is a select your own tone kind of show. Okay. Anyway, all right. So back to the thing. Kim's doing, I talked about this on TMS. I'm going to bring it up again. She's doing like your fourth watch through of the Gilmore
Girls. It's only my second full watch through of the Gilmore Girls.
It's like fourth.
Years ago that I watched this.
That's not true.
I have to find something that's long enough to keep me drawn into it.
It's not all about length.
And all I got is time right now. Stop it.
All right.
I have is time. And so I'm making favors for a drive-by baby shower.
I get it.
I sat there and watched hours of Gilmore Girls while I put them together.
Here's what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I actually think it's great. And I have a thing. I have a belief that when things are weird, the best thing you could watch, if you're just going to consume something, is something that brings you comfort already.
Yes,
from
a
different time.
Show.
Something that reminds you of a time before or whatever.
Yeah, when my kids were younger and starting college.
So I like that about Seinfeld. I like it about even more recent stuff like Bob's Burgers. I also really like to watch like old episodes of Star Trek The Next Generation because that was just a cool thing in the 90s that I had on TV all the time. And
yeah,
I don't know, it makes me feel good.
It's definitely about nostalgia.
So
every loud truck has gone by.
Everyone owns a truck, I swear.
Except for Scott.
Except for me. I don't want one. I don't want one because you get called every 10 minutes to come move some for somebody. I know that because we've asked other people to help us with something.
Not anymore.
They have a
Now's
truck.
The time, babe.
What do you mean?
No one's calling anybody to come over.
Well, so I still see Steve doing lots of favors for stuff for people.
Not as many, though. See, now's the time to get a truck, babe. I've always wanted a truck. Scott doesn't. I have things to move around.
I want the new Bronco.
The new Bronco is coming out next year. Well, possibly late this fall.
What if I want it now?
Let's do it.
Okay. anyway, we should talk about that Bronco for a second. Starts at 30 grand. It seems a little high.
Not for a truck. Are you kidding me?
It's not really a truck, though, is it?
Yes, it is. It has a truck bed.
Wait, the Bronco has a truck bed?
Yeah, it's 5 passenger, has a truck bed. Check out the pictures again.
No, it looks like a Jeep-like thing. It's like an off-road, like, SUV.
No, it has a bed.
It has a bed.
Well, I guess some versions of it do.
Okay, so you can get a version with a bed, hard top, soft top.
I don't even know this much about it.
It's so good looking, dude.
It's just cool. It reminds me of high school. Actually,
Broncos.
Junior high.
Dude, Broncos are big.
I knew a teacher that had a Bronco.
Broncos are big. It reminds me of O.J. Simpson screaming down the freeway and his white Bronco. Do you think they'll have a white version?
I don't know. That would be weird, I'm telling you. That would probably sell out really fast.
What if you got a white Bronco and then you painted a very realistic face portrait
of
O.J. Simpson on the front of your Bronco? Would people take that wrong? I mean, would they see that
Definitely.
As distasteful? Okay. But what if you said, oh, wait, I was in a coma for 20 years and I don't even know what you're talking about. He was just my favorite football player.
It was like 25 years, so you don't have any excuse.
Okay. What if, well, I was alive then, so.
I know, but you weren't in a coma 25 years ago. Just 20 years ago.
Yeah, but I could say
it was new then.
I was never in a coma. You act like there was a time.
No, you said, what if that's your excuse?
Oh, okay.
It still won't work.
All right, back to the thing. I don't have a problem with you watching that show. But for whatever reason, and I don't...
Well, that's good, because it wouldn't matter if you did.
I don't mean it like that. But I don't have any particular
aversion
to it. I like it. I do like it. The first couple seasons are great. It's fine. It's when she goes to college, things start to go to poop.
It's only in the third season she goes to college. There are 7 seasons of that show.
Yeah.
Plus the extra.
But you're coming up on that blonde boyfriend kid from college. I just want to murder him. Freaking hate that guy. Gosh dang, he annoys me.
You don't like Logan, huh?
No.
Okay.
Ugh. Just everything about that Logan character. Everything.
Now we know.
It makes me know. Ugh. Anyway. What was my whole point with this? I was bringing this up for a reason.
I don't know. You
don't
have a problem with me watching it.
I don't really watch it. I just kind of passively run into it because you're working on those party favors for that thing. And I thought, well, I'll just sit here and draw. And then I just soak it in. So I have dreams about it. So I have this theory. I only have dreams about stuff that I don't actively participate in. I only have dreams about things
Graham.
That are passive. Yeah, that are just that are just like happening around me. Like, I don't know, I'll probably dream about trucks tonight because I heard a bunch of trucks go
by.
But if I was focused on the trucks, I don't dream about them. You see what
just
I'm saying?
Passive things that you dream about.
Yeah, because I can watch like a horror movie the night before right before I go to sleep, and because I'm focused on it, I sleep fine. I don't have any dreams about it.
Hmm.
But if it happened to the side or off in the distance or just kind of subliminally, I probably
listening
would.
Listening to this horror movie while drawing, I don't know. What do you what?
Well, it depends. Sometimes I do that.
See, you said doo-doo now.
I did. All right, so then the other topic of the day I wanted to get to was our hair.
Oh.
There's been some concern in the community.
Since the last show.
Yeah, since the last show.
I shaved my head.
Kim shaved her head down to the nothing. Just about
a... It was a two.
Yeah, but what is it, a millimeter?
It was a two on the trimmer.
I don't know what that represents on the trimmer, but
well,
it's a two.
Well, anybody that does hair knows. Or, yeah.
And then one night when Nick was here, I had him... What kind of putt-putt thing was that? When Nick was here, he shaved my head too. Just because I didn't want to be the only guy with big purple hair. Last time we did a show, we talked about my purple hair.
It's true.
So what it looks like is that I'm just following you around and doing whatever you're doing.
We're twinners again.
Yeah. We haven't tried rubbing them together. You think they'd hook together like Velcro? Yeah.
He needs to be a little bit longer or curlier.
I'm going to grow mine a little bit because up top here, when the light hits it just wrong, I look bald. Because I have very thin...
Same hair.
Just like light hair. I've always had light hair my whole life. If I had hair this short when I was a teenager, it looked like I was bald.
That's true.
It's just always
you're
been kind of see-through.
You're super blonde. Mine was always very dark. It is now silver. So mine looks like I have no hair also.
Yep. Old silver hair, we call her.
Oh, nice.
Wait, silver fox is what they... That's dudes. Is that dudes?
It's dudes.
Okay. Speaking of dudes and ladies, we all love audio, and we like to hear good audio in our heads.
Yep.
Well, I'll tell you how I do it now with a pair of Raycon earbuds. They're amazing. So check this out. Thanks to Raycon for supporting this episode of Skim. These earbuds start at about half the price of other premium wireless earbuds on the market. Get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/skim. Sorry, raycon.com/skim. That's R-A-Y-C-O-N. And they got here. They're great. If I'm walking the dog, it cuts the rest of the world out. I'm careful.
I'm going to steal them from you.
You probably will. They fit nice and tight. That was a horn. Did you hear the horn?
Yes, I did.
If I was wearing my Raycon earbuds right now, I wouldn't have heard
you
that.
You wouldn't have heard it because whenever you tried them on the first time, you had me talk and you were like, made the funniest face because you couldn't hear me.
Yeah, I couldn't hear you. It was great. I was listening to Green Day's American Idiot and Kim could not get through. I was in my own world and it was fantastic. So
love that song.
Everybody needs a good pair of wireless earbuds and don't go spend hundreds of dollars on a pair. You need to check out these ones at Raycon. We've teamed up with them again for this deal. 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/skim. I would highly recommend it, unlike some of your other wireless options. They're both stylish and discreet.
Yep, I have to have a shout out to Jenny because it's a friend of mine that texted me right after the last show and said, I got a pair.
Yeah, she went and got
a
pair.
So hopefully she has them and they're working great.
Yeah, you should ask her and how they went. I assume she got the Everyday E25 earbuds. That's the pair I got.
Mm-hmm.
The price was great. They have 6 hours of battery life. I had no problem pairing these to everything I've tried them with. I've used them on a Android tablet, a Windows PC, a Mac, a iPad, and a phone. All of them worked.
No problem.
No problem. And they're all still connected technically. I can just use them on whatever I want.
I do like that. You don't have to pair it again.
More bass, more compact design, nice sound isolating fit. So, get the latest and greatest from Raycon and 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/skim. That's buyraycon.com/skim for 15% off your wireless Raycon earbuds. Again, buyraycon.com/skim. Okay. What else you want to talk about? You want to talk about the baby?
The baby.
He's doing all right.
Everybody seems to be doing okay.
Yeah. I worry a little about how everybody's gotten, not lax, but it's summer.
It's hard to spend 4 months doing this and then continue.
Well, it's because we should have been done by now. If everybody would have done what they're supposed to do, we would be done. We'd be on the back end of this thing.
True.
Only worried about what are the leftovers. And everybody would just, we would be getting back to everything.
some normalcy of summer.
Yeah. But no, we had to all act like, I don't know, everybody pulling their own strings.
Everybody.
You know what it's like? If you got to pull a rope.
Minority. Come
everyone's
on.
Pulling a rope a different direction. So some people are pulling really hard and going, okay, we're doing this. Let's hunker down.
Yep.
And other people are going, ooh, what's this rope do? And they're kind of just jiggling it. And there's other people going, I don't even see a rope. You know, like they're just, it's just all over the map.
Those people are the ones at the other end going, ooh, let's pull.
I know, and it's frustrating because, so what we, you know, what we've learned or seen is because we've been very careful, like, all right, are the kids staying away from stuff? Are we, okay, cool, we can get together this one time.
Mm-hmm.
We hang out a little bit.
We usually
fine.
Have about 2 weeks between hangouts just to make sure everybody's still in a good place.
Mm.
That no one's been exposed again, like Nick at work or Dylan at work hasn't been exposed to someone. We wait until that.
They're the only
out.
Two that have to go to offices.
Right.
Almost said viruses. So my thing is, like, they should do a home. We should get a home test going. Where you just, like, spit on a little thing.
Just every morning? What?
Hold it in your urine stream. You know, like the ladies do.
Like the ladies do.
Like, know what you guys do when you're pregnant, or you're trying to see if you are.
Mm-hmm.
You pee on a stick.
Yep. We should be able to pee on a stick. That'd be great.
That's just like Kevin Costner did in Waterworld 25 years ago.
I'm not even sure when we would do that. We've gone to the store 1 to 2 times a week. We wear a mask every time, even before it was. It's now mandated in Salt Lake County where
we
live.
We're back to that.
We have mandated masks inside anywhere.
You know, one of the only holdouts in the whole country to not require it in their stores was Winn-Dixie.
Really?
They just refused to
I
do it.
I used to go to Winn-Dixie when I was a little kid.
Yeah, they're a Southern chain thing. Are they owned by Kroger now?
Maybe.
Maybe they're separate.
I don't know.
Anyway, they finally caved and now they're...
Oh, well, that's good.
Now they're doing it. I've come.
I'll be honest with you. It would be hard to wear a mask in the Southern states. It is so hot right now.
Oh, of course it'd be hard. But you gotta.
Yeah, you gotta.
There are people in lots of human places that wear them.
Yeah.
Like in Asia and stuff. They make it. They live through it. So, anyway, I'm still surprised how many
people
are... I'm
just saying, if you're in the South, I feel for you. That sucks.
I'm surprised how many people are still confused about who the mask is helping. Because they think it's helping themselves. They think it's so they won't get it. So they think, well, I don't care. I'm just don't wear one. I don't need it. I don't care if I get it. No, that's not it.
It keeps you from exposing other people. Oh my gosh, now we have helicopters.
Yeah, what is going on?
It's so loud out here.
Please stay in your homes. The zombies.
Carter did hear that a couple weeks ago.
Who did?
Carter.
For what?
From a helicopter. They were having a protest downtown. They were breaking some of the windows, and they were speaking through a megaphone from a helicopter above her. Like,
saying stay in your homes or disperse.
Yeah, this is an unlawful assembly.
People were breaking stuff?
Yeah, downtown.
Oh,
the
DA's office. Yeah, there was a bad court case that went south here, and
it didn't go south. It's just people didn't like the ruling, and that's government, and that's justice.
Well,
to some degree, you have to.
It wasn't a good deal. Something bad happened with it. Somebody got off, wasn't it?
No, I don't think so.
What was it?
It was. They had chased him after 2 robberies. He still had a gun on him, dropped the gun, picked up the gun. They said, drop your gun, stop running. He kept running.
Well, this is a different deal than I thought.
Well, that's what happened. And so whenever it came out that it was lawful for them to have shot him because he was running through the city with a gun, handgun.
Mm.
And that's what it was. That's what they were protesting.
Yeah, at some point you can't be running around with a gun.
No, not anymore.
No.
Not ever, really. Not since you were a cowboy.
Yeah. Oh. That hurt.
You wouldn't make a very good cowboy.
Nope. I love westerns, but...
Scott just...
hit my elbow.
It was funny bone.
It hurt.
It wasn't
why
funny,
do they call it that? The least funny bone. Is that why they do that?
I just talked to Ken, by the way, who was running on his new treadmill. I hope Ken's okay with me telling the story. And he totally fell off
Pooped
of it.
Pooped his pants. Oh, what?
He fell off of it and totally got bruised up because he was in the dark and it was one of the ones that had the screen in front of you, but
it's
the
like
room
a Peloton
was dark.
Thing.
And yeah, but he was on a treadmill and he's like, I was running through Italy. I said, well, at least you have that story. You're running through Italy, but he kind of veered because it was a turn. And when he veered on the treadmill, totally lost it and fell off the thing. I felt so bad.
Right?
He was all bruised.
Oh, jeez.
Yep. Could have been worse, but I said, at least you have the story. You were running through Italy to start with that.
Well, at least he's running, you know?
Yeah.
I can't say I am at the moment.
No. You haven't been on your treadmill as much as we'd like for you to have been.
Yeah, but my back's been all jacked, so I haven't been able to do anything.
I know.
But actually, it feels pretty good the last couple days, so maybe we're back to some sense of normalcy.
Oh, let's hope so.
Other than that, it's just life, man. We're just doing it.
I know. We do what we have to do, and that kind of sucks when you feel like everywhere you go is a little bit... You feel sketched out by just getting out of your car and going walking in a store with your mask on.
Yeah.
You're just like, okay, I don't know if anyone's been here that could be exposed or has touched this cart. Of course, they are cleaning carts, which is super nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I only go to two stores.
To me, it's not so much that. It's just like... them. So much division about it. Like, yeah. It shouldn't be divisive.
No.
I mean, we haven't had to deal with one of these for 100 years, so nobody knows better, but it's not divisive. You just
do what you got to do. Keep everyone safe.
When it comes to store stuff, it's like, that's the store's call, not yours.
Well,
the store can say you can't come in if you have one eye. It may not be cool. That may be the worst thing ever, and you may go somewhere else.
And you'll have protests over that.
You'd have a problem. Yeah, you'd have a problem. But I'm telling you, if they say no shirt, no shoes, no service.
No, I mean, even with a mask on, I feel very exposed just to everything. And I know that's, I shouldn't be scared of everything. I'm not saying that I am. But it feels like you're putting yourself out there every time you get somewhere and to get out of your car.
Well, you are.
And I don't like that feeling. So
that's why we try to limit it.
Just plugging along and doing life as normal. This is not normal.
No, it's not.
This is not fun.
I mean,
this is not easy.
I like
for anybody.
I like being around you, but if I had to be you and be around me this much, I'd probably start getting a little tired of it.
Whatever.
That is a fat cherry.
Good
gosh.
I'm having fun.
Look at that.
Don't talk about me like that.
No, this. chat room. People at home listening, there's a giant cherry on the end of this stem. It is a monster cherry, and you wish you had these cherries. Why are they
They're
so
really good
this year?
I think this year has been a really good crop year. We had great watermelons. Oh, my gosh. Such good watermelons.
They were terrible last year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's the difference?
I think it just depends on the crop.
Okay.
I also didn't have a good tomato crop last year, but this year has been fantastic. I'm making avocado toast almost every day.
Oh, it's so good. You guys would die.
Okay.
Real tomatoes.
So I'm going to tell you how I make it.
Okay, here we go. Recipe time.
Sourdough bread.
Toasted. Got it. Bottom. Sourdough bread on the bottom. Go.
Mascarpone cheese. Just a little
slathering
of that.
Don't know what that is.
It's
orange.
Really good. Kind of a sweet cheese, but it's like...
Is that this?
It's like cream cheese. No.
Okay.
It's a cream cheese looking cheese. Thicker. Spread that on there. But then I take my avocado and tomato.
Yeah.
One large of each. Slice them up.
Garden grown tomatoes, by the way.
Yes, they have.
Out of our garden. If they're store ones, you're going to be miserable.
Put a little bit of salt and pepper.
Okay.
After they're all cubed up, stir them around in the bowl, and then add a little drizzle of balsamic vinegar glaze. Oh my gosh.
It's insane. You could sell these at a restaurant for like $8 a pop. They're
so
good. If
you need some breakfast, let me know. Apparently it's $8 a pop.
I'm not kidding. That's how good they are. I feel like I'm eating restaurant
food.
They're
really good. I've really been happy with it.
Like a fancy place.
Tomatoes this year have been so good.
How many more we have?
We probably have a half a dozen on the counter now, and I have more to pick tomorrow.
How many more to pick?
In total of the summer?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll probably get another 100 tomatoes.
100 tomatoes?
Probably.
Out of just our little goofball thing?
We have 16 plants between here and Sarah's house.
Oh. And 16 plants will push out 100 plus
easily.
Tomatoes? I didn't know that.
We've already picked 25, and we've only started a week ago.
I don't even like tomatoes, but I love these. I still
That's
don't like them.
You only like homegrown tomatoes.
Your daughter can eat them like apples. I can't do that.
I can do that too.
Oh, dude.
But they're such good tomatoes. The Lemon Boys, I've done a lot of heirloom ones. So we did the Purple
The Lemon
Cherry.
Boys? I played guitar for the Lemon Boys in the 1980s. They were great.
They're so good. They're sweet, sweet, very yellow tomatoes. They're so good. There goes another truck.
That's U-Haul truck.
Holy moly.
Someone moving in? Moving out?
I don't know. Not really sure.
It's just more traffic than I thought there would be. You know what part of the problem might be?
What?
In March, when cases were taken off nationally.
Oh, yeah. Everyone stayed home. We didn't have a lot of people driving around at all.
And so I think people said, well, I did it. I did the thing, and it didn't work. So now they're just going out again.
Well, I think the difference is it's summer. Everyone's planned their trips for summer, whether they road trips, whether they fly places. The flying around has definitely come to kind of a halt, unless you have to.
Mm-hmm.
But the road trips and camping and going to the lake for the weekend, going to cabins, that has not slowed down at all. Because you can still do that and stay 6 feet apart.
Yeah.
So I think people
you're with.
Kids are out of school still. You've got summer, you've got people that have planned their summer vacation and had to take this time or not at all.
Are we bad people, you and me, because we're relieved we no longer have kids in the public school system this fall?
I wouldn't say we're bad people. I'd say we're feeling pretty lucky not to have to be in that argument.
Yeah.
It's more about
I feel
that.
Bad for parents that are dealing with that. I really do.
It is really hard. I can't imagine.
You got to make a hard choice this year.
What I would do, because I've never done homeschool. I know a lot of people have, and I think good on you, because that is hard.
Yeah.
But to feel like you have to do that, and that's your only choice if you choose not to have your kids in the school system because you don't want them exposed, to have to be forced into homeschool, I don't know. Some people can't do it.
Our daughter says she has friends who are getting certified to do it.
Yes, because
and their kids aren't even old enough yet.
Well, a lot of them are just at the beginning. They're just starting
kindergarten.
Preschool and kindergarten. And they're getting certified because they want to have some choice. And these are stay-at-home moms. There's a lot of people who do not stay at home and have to make that hard choice.
Do you remember that year?
Do you quit your job just so you can homeschool your kids? That's rough.
Do you remember the year a couple of years ago where you were working part-time as a... What were they
preschool
called?
Teacher.
Careful, there's a little bug.
Somewhere. I was a preschool teacher. It's a spider and ew.
Spider? Ew, you killed it?
I did.
Don't tell Carter okay. You killed it.
Yes, I was part-time as a preschool teacher.
Preschool teacher. And I remember you came home one time with a cold.
I came home flu. That entire year with the flu.
It was so bad.
I think about five different times I got the flu that year.
That was
year.
Almost like, one of them was almost like hospital cough.
No.
It was so, you don't remember how sick you were.
I was never hospital cough. I would say that it took me 2 weeks to not cough anymore.
Right, but imagine.
It's a really rough one. Yeah.
Imagine a bunch of COVID kids running around going, rah, wiping boogers
That's
on everything.
I'm saying though, people have to make the choice because they are working moms, working dads
yeah.
in the same household. The only choice is to send them to school or quit your job. I think that's going to be a really hard decision.
Or.
You send them
lock
to school?
Lock the doors, have them paint their faces, run around like, you know, a bunch of primitives.
I don't think that's much of a choice.
Let them run
I
the place like Lord of the Flies.
That is a hard choice, and I feel bad for people who have to make it and make these decisions, choose this for their
kids. I know,
kids.
I can't even imagine it right now. I can't imagine that.
Yeah, I feel pretty lucky we don't have to right now.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if things...
But our
don't
kids
get
our kids could face this with their own kids
yeah.
one day.
Things don't get better and they had to work. I may have to be stay-at-home school teacher for our grandkids.
The other thing we counted on with previous things like the plague or the 1918 Spanish flu is mm-hmm. that herd immunity would eventually kick in.
That's
but there's
not
so
working.
Much there's so much unknown about this, at least at this stage, so it's hard to say. Like in 10 years, is there finally... enough herd
right.
immunity that the mutations are meaningless.
Right. And how many of us are going to be here in 10 years if it's not working yet?
Right. Or have these vaccines gotten to a point where they actually can do the right kind of coverage and get us covered?
Well,
I don't
cross
know.
Your fingers.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
My question is...
I don't like thinking about it.
For those that already are anti-vaxxers, it's a choice. As a mom, you should get the choice.
It sucks, though. You know what? I don't know if I agree with you. Here we go.
It
Ken and Scott have a disagreement.
But I'm wondering how many of those moms are going to not do this vaccine.
Tons of them. Most of them already said, I'll never do a vaccine. Or any kind.
Even if this one that could wipe us freaking out?
Honey, they're not letting their kids have vaccines that will wipe out their whole school class with measles or something.
True.
But also, that whole thing about choice.
I don't understand it, I guess.
Well, no, the whole thing about the whole choice thing. I totally get where you're coming from.
Okay.
Like, I think there's a strong mother thing that kicks in. That says, I will protect my
child
kid, right?
from whatever they need to be.
Right. But when they willfully do that, when there is tons of evidence that they're wrongheaded about it,
mm-hmm.
and the result of them not doing this puts all the other kids at risk...
Yeah, but are these the same moms that want to send their kids to school? Or are they the stay-at-home moms that are like, I won't do that, but I'm also going to be a stay-at-home?
Well, that's a good question.
You know, homeschool mom.
I don't know. That's a debate.
I think you have a mix.
It's a debate that's a real mess.
So are they going to end up in schools with schools that say you're not allowed to bring your child unless they have this one vaccine, even though all the others could help?
Well, think of it this way. What if I said to you, or let's say a mother said, all right, I've got my three kids. I believe that proper upbringing of these children involves sticking a hot poker in their eyeball once a year just to keep them strong, keep them ready for what the world's got to go.
That's
my whole point. If they say that, and even if they claim it's religion or something, at what point does society say, no,
we're taking your children
away
from
you. We're not letting you do that.
Yeah,
like, there
right.
has to be
right.
some line, right?
You're right.
And I think there's enough out there for a parent to truly find out if their kids are at risk or not, and then to make the right choice. They're choosing a different way because they believe in conspiracy theories. So them saying, well, I'll never get my kid, will never be immunized against anything because it's become autistic or whatever, it's actually just not true. So at one point you say, that's too risky for your kid and too risky for the public health. Like, these are why these are complicated issues, right? My hot poker
Absolutely.
Thing isn't that far. For the record, I don't believe putting a hot poker in your kid's eye at any time is a good idea. Just want to get that out there and make sure I've said it.
Thank you for clarifying that for us.
But it's a little bit like people that complain that everybody's got an opinion, so they should all be heard. But I don't see NASA going, we need to take some time and let these flat earthers explain themselves to us. We know that it's complete bunk and utter bullcrap, but let's sit down and hear what they have to say about the flat earth.
You're right, because that's just a waste of everyone's time.
Right. It's just, there's sort of a certain point where you're just like, all right, why are we doing that now? Why are we doing that?
All right, shuffle them out of the room. Let's keep going.
Yeah. No flat earthers. The worst one's those the NAMBLA people, the North American man-boy love thing.
What?
It's a bunch of men who think that it's totally natural for them to be attracted to boys. And it should be allowed, and they should be able to just...
Oh, I heard one today. Birds are real.
Oh, yeah, birds are drones, and they're spying on us.
They're government drones.
I swear they're trolling us on that. That sounds trolling.
They have to be. But then again, whenever I hear certain conspiracies, I go, really? People are really...
Have they never found a bird on the ground? Did they think it was a machine when the ants are all over it? Give me a break.
Oh, so there's all these shirts that they found that says that's a bird on the front of your shirt that says I'm not real.
Yeah, but are they being serious or is someone having...
No, someone's having fun at the expense of those that believe that.
As the birders say, someone's taking the piss. Or having the piss. Taking the piss? We discussed this the other day on TMS. I don't remember which way it goes.
No, I haven't heard that.
Well, if they're joking with me, they go, I'm just taking the piss. Isn't that weird? It's a weird thing, but it's a cultural, whatever. Be who you are. Do what you gotta do.
I mean, for us, pissed is angry. For them, pissed is drunk, right?
Ooh, here's another hypothetical. Okay. You and I never hit our kids, but if you have, back in the day, let's say 1850, totally normal and even encouraged for you to whoop your kid
Smack
if you got out online,
if you,
right?
Yep.
But today, do you just let some guy come home with his belt and beat his kid because he took the garbage out too late or something? My gosh, dude, get... Speakers that don't make the world move. But you know what I'm saying? Like, what do you do today? Because obviously standards and societal standards have changed.
Societal standards have definitely changed.
So somebody comes and goes, I believe I should be able to beat my son within an inch of his life if he gets out of line. Because that's what
We're
it says
going,
in the Bible or whatever.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Like, how much room, how much...
I don't know. I would be the one calling, whatever it's called, the children, the people that come take your kids away. If you're, I would be the one to call and go, you know what? That poor child doesn't deserve that.
All right.
So, I don't know. I don't know what they would say.
Societal
they would
standards.
Probably look into it.
What if I told you I love doing what ifs? What if I told you I was starting
a... I don't like them as much as you do.
What if I told you I was starting a religion? Where once every 6 months there had to be a sacrifice.
What kind of sacrifice?
Virgin. And so we got.
Good luck with
that.
We
gotta find those.
Sorry.
Hey, we were virgins when we got married. No one ever believes us.
Good luck finding one now, though.
That
was
the
90s.
The 90s, like that was a million years ago.
Look, this year it's 28 years. Next month, 28 years we've been married.
I wonder how many people listening then believe us. We were virgins when we got
married.
Yes,
we were.
Mm-hmm. With each other and anyone else.
Mm-hmm. That's what it means. No one... That's exactly what that means.
That's what it means.
or anybody else.
There's no halfway. Well, what if I was just a virgin when I met you?
One or the other, babe.
Yeah. But no one ever believes me. It's like the alcohol thing. They never believe I drink anything. Except for that mistake in Mexico. Oops. Oh, and I made a joke on Twitter. It's pretty good. Check this out.
Did you?
Because you know that phrase where someone says, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Have you heard that before?
Oh, my, yes. What are you selling me now?
I said it. I go, I don't...
What MLM are you setting me up to?
I don't drink, so I guess I've literally not taken 100%
any
of the
shots
I didn't take. Or whatever. And I thought it was funny, but people are like, Mexico, what happened there? And I'm like, it's a joke. It's a joke.
That was because the waiter was laughing at you when you said,
yeah,
I want a virgin when he goes, he's looking at me going, really? I'm like,
well,
yeah.
They never have people come. They want, like, there's got to be some alcoholic that goes on vacation that can't drink.
Not very many of them go to all-inclusive resorts.
I guess so. Other people there knew what I needed. That one guy was like...
He was joking with you, he did not take you very seriously because he brought you a drink with alcohol in it. It was funny.
And I didn't know what I was drinking because I've never had
it
before.
This tastes funny.
Like, this is weird. Try this. You try
it.
Well,
first of all, it was a pina colada.
Yeah. So it was all sweet and sugary, but
you
it had
like,
this weird, like, burn to it. I thought... Reminds me of like NyQuil or something.
For good reason.
Which I guess I've drank before. So technically I have had my shot. It was just NyQuil. Anyway.
He has a shot of NyQuil every time he gets a cold.
Well, that concludes today's entertaining exchange.
Yes, and all the cars that have passed by.
Yep. Hope you enjoyed
and
all
trucks,
that.
And motorcycles and helicopters.
Noisy time on the porch. I don't know why.
Apparently. I think it's just the time of day.
We tried to do this in the morning.
Everyone's trying to go home after work.
Yeah. And we also try to do it on Fridays, but that's not working out great, so...
We tried Saturdays. That did work out, but this last Saturday, it didn't.
No, we had a lot going on Saturday.
I don't know. We'll see.
Didn't we?
I think I mowed the lawn.
No, there was more than that. Wasn't there?
I don't know.
My birthday was Friday. I guess I kind of took Saturday off, too.
Yeah.
I worked in the morning, but then I just sort of lazed around a lot. Because it's hot. What do you do right now? It's so freaking hot. You can't go to the lake. I mean, we could, but we'd be... around a bunch of idiots. Yeah, why? So that's
why
the problem
would you go to the lake?
With these dog days of summer or whatever they call it. Or is that August?
Yeah. Speaking of dogs, I saved a couple of dogs today.
Oh, yeah,
Kim. I did a good deed.
Who doesn't like dogs anyway, saved two stranger
dogs. Well, they got out of their fence and they were headed towards the main road. So I stopped my car, got out, got the dogs, took them home, rang the doorbell, and the lady was home. So that was good.
Well done.
Thanks.
I knew you liked dogs.
I did
try. You just didn't know it. All right, everybody. Have a great week. Send us your email, scott@frogpants.com, please.
We'll get around to this much sooner next time.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You say that. But
we are, well, no, we will. We'll get it.
Yeah.
But we love you guys, and we hope you're all being good and safe yourselves and healthy and all that. Send us your recipes, your emails, your thoughts, your comments. Always happy to hear from you.
Pictures of you in a mask.
Pictures of you. Final words, Kim?
Have a great week.
That's it.
I don't know.
It's not very creative. All right, I'll give you some final words.
Don't dip your Pringles.
Don't dip your Pringles. Perfect. Bye.
Ready for breakfast. Here's the table. Father, Mother, Bill, and Mabel.